While it may not be as well known as Pink Shirt Day, the Red Shoes Rock campaign has an important message to share this time of year. Every September, but especially on September 9th, people will wear red shoes to start a conversation about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD. September is FASD month and is a time for those who work with children to promote awareness and understanding about FASD, which impacts an estimated 4% of all Canadians in some way. In 100 Mile House, the Caribou Family Enrichment Center's Elaine Arsenault, the CFEC's key worker for complex behavior, created her own red shoes and gave out stickers to spread two primary messages last week. Firstly, about the importance of not drinking alcohol while pregnant, and secondly, that people with FASD deserve kindness and understanding. FASD is described as a constellation of effects that result from prenatal alcohol exposure. It's a brain-based disability and it usually manifests itself in a behavior, Arsenault explained. It's frequently misdiagnosed, underdiagnosed, or misunderstood. I believe the stigma around FASD creates barriers to support for families that have a loved one who may have FASD. The Red Shoe Rocks campaign was started in Canada in 2013 by RJ Formanek, an adult living with FASD. He chose to wear red shoes to stand out and start conversations about his invisible disability. The movement has since spread across the country. FASD occurs when mothers drink during pregnancy and the alcohol is passed on to their baby via the umbilical cord. Arsenault noted that while not every child whose mother drank while carrying them will develop FASD, the only guaranteed way to prevent it is not to drink during pregnancy. Today, around 1 in 10 women continues to drink while pregnant. Arsenault said that many mothers are reluctant to talk about FASD due to the stigma that surrounds drinking while pregnant. To break that stigma, Arsenault said, we need to have open, judgment-free communication and conversations about substance use and FASD to educate the public. About 5 years ago, the current research was 4% of the Canadian population of people who might have FASD or are diagnosed, Arsenault said. Because it's an invisible disability, it's often overlooked or there's not enough education. Arsenault, who has been working at the CFEC since May of this year, said FASD is one of the many behavioral disabilities she helps parents deal with regularly. She noted her role is to support parents who have children with complex behaviors by educating both the parents and the children. With a degree in child-youth care, she's worked with many children with non-standard behavioral challenges throughout her career. Most people with FASD are just as intelligent as neurotypical people, Arsenault said, but have some degree of functional impairment. This can include issues with memory and socializing, or simply processing information a bit slower. They might have secondary disabilities that manifest later in life. Low self-esteem, avoidance, anxiety, fatigue, frustration, anger, and aggression, Arsenault listed. That's what we look at in regard to FASD. Other neurodiverse disabilities, a lot of them mask the same idea. Whenever parents come to her at CFEC for help with behavioral issues, Arsenault does her best to give them advice on how best to support their children's strengths over the disability. This includes what she calls the 8 magic keys. Be consistent, be repetitive, provide structure, supervision, have visuals, routine, be concrete, and ask simple questions. It's just listening and waiting. If you ask somebody to go put their shoes on, you need to wait until it connects, Arsenault explained. Individuals with FASD are 10-second kids in a 1-second world. Talk to them and wait, because they need the 10 seconds to comprehend what you're saying. Anyone looking to access Arsenault's services can do so by coming to the CFEC office or calling them at 250-395-5155.